Hello, and welcome to the Hempville CBD Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Cooey. I'm an entrepreneur in the cannabis industry with my business, Hempville CBD. This podcast is dedicated to educating you on CBD and how it can positively impact your life. Also, we'll feature professionals in the cannabis market and share their expertise in the marketplace. Join us on this enlightening journey that will enrich your appreciation of the dynamic cannabis marketplace. Follow us at hempvillecbd.com, and as always, there's an open invitation to come visit us at the store in South Haven, Mississippi. Now, let's get to it. Hello, and welcome to the Hempville CBD Podcast. My name is Ben Cooey, owner and operator of the store Hempville CBD in South Haven, Mississippi, and also the website hempvillecbd.com. Across from me is Derek Michaud. He's the man that makes everything work. How are you, Derek?
I've been better. Allergy season has crushed my soul this week. So, with that said, my mic will be turned off. I will punch in as needed, and the camera will be on you probably 99% of the time. So that way I'm not sniffling into this microphone, and people will feel so sorry for me when they see me. Because my eyes are barely open right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people, I walked into the studio this morning and it looked like a train had hit him. It looked like he had had a wild night and he was hungover, but that's not the case. He is just, if you are from the deep south, March and April are terrible because it rains green dust, which is nothing but pollen from the trees.
It's awful. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today as I introduce to you, Mr. Ben Cooey.
Well, how are you? You know, I turned 56 years old this year. And every year, it seems like it's harder and harder to just get out of bed and start the day. And, you know, I told my wife the other day, I was like, you know, my hands hurt. And I was like, I know what it is. It's arthritis. But I said, I wouldn't change it for the world, because what it reminds me of is all the times I played in the backyard, either football, basketball, or sports, and then working with my hands as a teenager. I know that's where it's from. And so it reminds me of all those good times, but it's hard. It's hard to pick up stuff. It's hard to move around. Even sitting on the couch, it's hard to get up off the couch sometimes, because just your bones and your joints don't work like they did when they were young. And so I started to do some research. And the bottom line to arthritis is you can't avoid it. I mean, if you live long enough, you're going to get it. Joints wear out. It's just part of life. Arthritis is two words to me. It sucks. There's no fun in arthritis. But we're going to talk about arthritis today, because did you know the most debilitating disease in America for people is arthritis? It affects over 58.5 million people in this country each year. Arthritis, for those of you who don't know, is the inflammation and swelling of your joints as they wear out. Now, if you get arthritis, generally, at least during my lifetime, you had two options. You could either take over-the-counter medicines like ibuprofen to help with the pain, and it would make the pain go away, but ibuprofen is terrible for your liver. I mean, it is terrible for it. It'll harden it up. And has more harmful side effects, I think, than the benefits that it gives you. So you had over-the-counter medicines like ibuprofen, or you could go to the doctor and get a prescription that's a heavier dose, probably some type of opioid. And the risk with that is you run the risk of getting addicted to it. So you really didn't have good options for this. So we looked into how hemp and these cannabinoids can help with arthritis. There are several different forms of arthritis, but there are two major forms of it. It is osteoarthritis, which is the wearing out of cartilage and bone. And you're usually going to find that in your hips, your knees, and oddly enough, your thumbs. I don't know why your thumbs are distinguished differently than with rheumatoid arthritis. It's more in your hands and feet. I don't know why the thumb would be categorized not with the hand, but I guess we do use our thumb more than the rest of the fingers on our hand. So you get it there too. I can tell you I'm getting rheumatoid arthritis fast, because my feet and my hands hurt all the time. Now, according to the American Arthritis Institute, there's evidence that says, and we know this because I've talked about it several times on several podcasts, evidence that CBD is going to help with relieving of pain, the anxiety that comes with that pain, and sleep. And that's kind of the circle of pain and anxiety and sleep is you get the pain, you get the illness, the pain, and then you get the anxiety because of that, because you hate moving around or, you know, whatever you're doing, you feel that pain. And of course, that anxiety causes you not to sleep. Now, there are not a lot of studies done with people in regards to arthritis, but there are a lot to do with animals. But a lot of the things that they did with people were more surveys where they took surveys of maybe 1,000 patients who had arthritis, and they would give them questions to answer and they would answer them. That's not really scientific, but it does give you some insight. On one of the surveys, out of the 1,000 people that had arthritis, those that were using CBD said that 83% of them said CBD gave them some type of pain relief. And to me, 83% success rate is pretty good. They said it gave them some type of pain relief. 66 said they were able to sleep better, and 66% also said their anxiety levels had gone down because of their arthritis. So those are some pretty good numbers, but here are some better ones. They also did a survey of a little over 1,500 people where 57% of the patients either tried marijuana or they tried CBD as a result to handle their arthritis pain. And with both of those compounds, 90% of the participants said it helped them a good deal. And then there were the last survey that was done. It was 1,060 patients, all of whom had arthritis. The average age was 57 years old, which is right at about my age. I turned 56 this summer. They said the ones that were using marijuana, 97% of those participants said it helped them with their pain needs better than their medication. And then for those that used CBD, 93% success rate of helping. So, I mean, you're really not far apart on both of them. I know one will get you a little buzzed and the other one won't, CBD won't. But as far as the pain relief, the anxiety relief, and the sleep, you're talking 93 to 97%. That's not much difference between the two, which is a good sign. But that's also a smashing success rate in regards to what you're trying to achieve. Now, I look back a little further because, like I said, most of your medical studies were done on animals. In 2016, there's a study done, and what this study was doing was they knew CBD was going to help, but at what dosage is it going to help? And so they gave participants a low dose, a high dose, and what they would call a very high dose. Now, they didn't get into what these doses were, but I would say a low dose is anything from 20 milligrams below. 20 milligrams and under would be considered a low dose. And for those people that had severe arthritis, a low dose of CBD showed no results. Didn't do any good, probably because they weren't taking enough. Now, when they took a high dose, and that could be anywhere from 20 to 100 milligrams, depending on your situation, the high dose, they saw great results. I would think, because it didn't specify this, that high dose was not on the low end. It wasn't like a 25 or 30 milligram. I bet it was a 60 milligram, 80 milligram, or 100 milligram CBD gummy, or whatever device they were using to implement the cannabinoid in the body. But they said with the high doses, symptoms significantly improved. And with the very high doses of CBD, that's 100 milligrams or more, revealed the same result as a high dose, significant improvement in symptoms. So it wasn't any better if you went more. And I think that's because your body can only process so much and then it starts flushing it out of the system. The good thing with this is there were no side effects. Now, the reason I say that's a good thing, because we don't want side effects, is I know with ibuprofen, I had a friend whose father had heart surgery. I think I've talked about this before on some of my podcasts. For his pain after the heart surgery, he was taking 800 milligrams of ibuprofen a day. In 6 months, he died. And of course, I thought he had died from a heart attack or some type of heart condition. What had happened in that short amount of time of 6 months, 800 milligrams of ibuprofen a day, he had no liver problems before his heart surgery. Once he started taking ibuprofen daily at that high dose in 6 months, it hardened his liver and he died of liver failure. That's what killed him, not the heart condition. And that's why these over-the-counter medicines, they do work, but their side effects are sometimes worse than the cure. And for CBD and medical marijuana to have great success rates through these surveys and these animal studies with very little side effects. I mean, when we talk little side effects, we're not talking hardening your liver. We're talking dry mouth. We're talking maybe getting buzzed. We're talking it might make your heart race a little bit depending on how much you took. Those are mild compared to the other things. So it gives me hope as I get older, because I know I'm going to have to be using something. I'm having to use something now just because it hurts so bad. Now, in 2018, they did a study on dogs. And people, your animals, your pets get arthritis. You know this because as your dog gets to be like 8, 9, 10 years of age, it's just harder for them to get up off the floor from laying down. And you'll see them try to sit and they do it real gingerly because their joints are hurting. Well, in this study with dogs, and I love my dog to death. He's the only one in my family that loves me, but that's probably because I'm the only one that feeds him. Giving the dog CBD, they showed significant improvement in their mobility and also their attitude, because you'll notice your dog, when they're not feeling good, or even your cat, when their mobility is hurting, their joints are hurting, and it's hard for them to move around, they never look happy. When they gave CBD to these dogs in this study that all had arthritis, the dogs, as they were able to get their mobility back and move around, their attitudes tend to change. They were more playful. They were more playful with each other as well as with their owner. They were running around. They acted like a bunch of young dogs. I wish CBD did that for me. It does make my joints feel better, but I'm not wanting to get out there and run 6 miles like I used to do when I was younger. Now, the one thing they did with these dogs, and we've talked about this also before, about how CBD uses the endocannabinoid system to move throughout the body and balance everything out. Well, in this study, and I do not know how they did this, they actually turned off the endocannabinoid system in the dogs. They deactivated it. And when they deactivated it, they saw the dogs all start having mobility issues again. So as CBD helps with getting that mobility back and easing the joints, your endocannabinoid system plays a big role in that, because it's distributing all the cannabinoids where they need to go. And we're going to get into that next, about how does arthritis actually work? I mean, we know our joints swell up, but what's actually causing that? And how does CBD, how does it do a better job than, let's say, some of the over-the-counter products that have menthol in it? And here's how, and I hope I pronounce these names right, because I'll probably get them wrong. But there's a compound that your body makes, your immune system makes, when your joints start to swell, called, I can't even say it. It's A-N-A-N-D-A-M-I-D-E. Anandamide, maybe?
You asked me before we started here, and I'm like, you're asking the wrong guy right now.
And I tried to pull it up on the computer for the right pronunciation. I couldn't even get that. But we'll say anandamide. That's probably the closest I can get it without getting tongue-tied. It
sounds better than anything I could come up with.
Your body releases this in your system. And what anandamide does is it's a compound that is helping lubricate those joints and prevent that pain from happening. However, at the same time, your body is producing another enzyme, and I'm not making this up, called FAHA. And I'm probably mispronouncing that, but to let you know, it's spelled F-A-A-H. So FA, I don't know. But what it stands for is fatty acid amide hydrolase. We'll just go with FA because I can't get the other out of my mouth. What FA does is it works to decompose anandamide. So you're producing one enzyme, your immune system's producing one to go take the pain and the inflammation out of your joints, and then it's producing FA to go get the anandamide and decompose that. Well, what CBD does is when it gets in your system, it slows down the FA from it slows down that decomposing of the anandamide from the FA. And as it's slowing that decomposition, you're going to end up with more anamide in your system and less Fa. So that's going to equal pain relief. But that's just part of the process of you see how CBD is actually doing something about the pain. They're not just covering up the pain. They're actually taking out what is causing some of that pain. Or if your body's releasing the enzyme to help take out that pain, CBD is going in there and kind of protecting it. When I was reading that study, I looked at, what if somebody was in my store trying to steal something and run out the door? Of course, I would grab them and try to stop them. But if somebody was grabbing me, trying to stop me, I'm going to have a whole lot harder time grabbing the guy stealing something out of my store. Well, that's kind of how this is. Anamide is rushing to the problem and trying to fix the problem. Faha is rushing there to try to grab anamide, but CBD is grabbing the Fa and slowing that down so the anamide can do its thing and help with the reducing the inflammation of the joints.
I didn't know you were a bilingual and speak a different language.
That's the one thing about these studies. I don't see how scientists come up with some of the names of this stuff. I think they do it just so normal people like me can't pronounce any of the words and we sound dumber than we, you know, we sound dumber when we're really not that dumb, but it's terrible. But when you use a menthol product, let's say a Bengay or Blue Emu or something like that, if it's got menthol in it, which most all of them do, that menthol is not solving any problem. All it's doing is numbing that area to where you don't feel it. But deep down in that tissue, it's not solving anything. You still got the same problem, where CBD is actually pulling some of that back and extracting those compounds causing the inflammation. They're getting that out of your system, or at least slowing it down. And that is the big difference with arthritis and CBD usage. Now, I'd said earlier, you know, back in the day before hemp was legal, the only option you had was over-the-counter medicines like ibuprofen, or go to your doctor, get a prescription of some type of opioid. If you're looking in this market and you're wanting to know, well, what's the best combination? I mean, it sounds like there's some things out there that are going to help me, but what should I be looking for? This is what you should be looking for. Yes, you can get a full spectrum CBD product that's going to be CBD with a little bit of THC, like 0.3%. That's going to help you. But what's going to work better is if you can get a CBD-CBG combination. That's going to work a lot stronger for you. And then if you can maybe get a CBD-CBG and THC combination, that's even going to work better, because the more cannabinoids you have, the more they're going to feed off each other and amplify each other in the system. CBG is definitely going to help with the painkiller. The CBD is going to amplify that, and the THC is going to amplify everything else. So that's what I'd be looking for. But if you can't find it, or if you're worried about a job because of a drug test, get the CBD-CBG combination. And if for some reason you're in an area and you can't find that, which would be impossible, I would think, because now everybody has it. But if they don't, get a full spectrum CBD product and you should be okay. But just as you go down on that totem pole from CBG, CBD, THC to just a CBD product, you're definitely going to need a bigger dose of the weaker medicine for it to have an effect. A 30 milligram gummy with all these cannabinoids up here is going to work like maybe 100 milligram gummy of just one cannabinoid. So that you need to look at that. Those are your choices, or you can go the old school route, which is over-the-counter ibuprofen medicine or painkillers or some type of opioid, which is risky. And I'm going to leave it at that, because that's really cut and dry with the arthritis. You got these two choices. You got the cannabinoids, or you got the over-the-counter medications. You see the side effects with this. We've talked about the side effects with mine very, very little with the CBD, CBG, and THC. I can tell you just from my experience, and I only like to speak for myself, they work great. I used to take ibuprofen and some other over-the-counter medicines, and I could definitely feel it change my system and drag me down, and I was a little bit more irritable too. I knew it was also tearing up my body as well as helping my body, with the pain. But on the flip side, I knew it was tearing up somewhere else, whether it be my liver or just my attitude or anything else. But when I take CBD, CBG, and THC, I get out and I can work all day cutting grass or doing something on the farm. And yeah, I still feel sore, but I'm not so, it's not so painful that I can't get up and do something. So folks, that's going to be it for today. Thank you so much for coming in. I know it was a short show. If you're not using these products, you are missing out. These products do a world of good, little side effects. Please look us up. If you go to our website, we have a lot of literature there about what illnesses or what effects that you might have, negative effects that you might have. So with list of what products go well with that, how these products work with those things. Also, if you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe. We're also on our Instagram, Hempville CBD. And now we're on Facebook, I think, aren't we? Or we're working that out. We're trying to get that out. Also, people, if you live in Mississippi, even if you don't live in Mississippi, if you watch my last podcast, you know the state of Mississippi is coming up voting on a bill April 8th. The bill is House Bill 1676. It is going to outlaw all hemp products. Basically, the state is stealing my business. What they're doing is they're taking my business and my customer base, and they're giving that to medical, putting that under the umbrella of medical marijuana. So they're saying it's illegal for me to sell, but it's legal for them to sell. They're saying that I cannot sell anything that's synthetic, but they can sell stuff that's synthetic. They're not telling the public. They say this is all about protecting the public. They're not telling they're saying these are horrible products. These are dangerous products. Kids, and I agree, kids don't need to use these products, but we're protecting the public from this horrible stuff. But you can walk into a dispensary and buy it anytime you want. So it's really not that bad. It's just bad if they don't walk into a dispensary and buy it. And that is so far from the truth. We're trying to negotiate or talk with our government to say, look, there's a better way to do this. There's a better way to keep these industries separate and regulate them. And it's going to make Mississippi stronger. But I need you to Google Mississippi state senators. Start emailing these senators. Do not send them nasty emails. That's not going to achieve anything. But if you can tell them why you do not want the hemp industry to be swept under the medical marijuana umbrella and restrict access, and how that could push people back to what they were doing, which is the streets, which is going to be worse and cause a bigger health issue, please email them. We need this done as soon as possible. We need to keep the industry separate and have hemp industry regulated on its own so we can keep it. So all I ask is please email them, because if you do not reach out to them and let them know, I guarantee you the hemp industry will be gone within 2 or 3 months. And every state is doing it. So, you know, hey, you help our state out, we'll help your state out when your time comes, because it's coming. Also, remember, Hempville CBD. Hemp stands for Help Educate More People. Bill, we all live in the same community. We should all be looking out after each other. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. If you found this podcast helpful, I'd appreciate it if you took a minute to subscribe, rate, review, and follow us at hempvillecbd.com. This increases the reach to more people who are trying to navigate through the changing cannabis market and its products so that we can create a more knowledgeable consumer. Take a screenshot and tag me in your social stories to friends. It means the world to me to know that this podcast has positively helped you and that we get to be a part of your journey. Thank you, and until next time, here's to a better life.